Management: Tasks, Responsibilities, Practices by Peter F. Drucker. First things first, management defined. What is management? And what is the best way to define it? Management is best defined through its tasks. It has three distinctive yet interrelated tasks. First is the achievement of a specific purpose and mission. Second is making work and workers productive. Third is managing social impacts and responsibilities. When bureaucracy is mentioned in reference to bad management practices, it can be safely said that one or more management tasks have not been met correctly. The three tasks of management are interdependent. One cannot exist without the other, or else this would mean mismanagement. Time, a never-ending management complexity. Every management task, issue, or problem has time as its innate complexity. When a management decision is made, it has to consider the past, present, and future alike. The future holds much of what is unknown, and uncertainty of the present is even shaky at times. Managing a corporation is always challenging. The manager has to run it in a way to ensure the present stability as well as future growth, and the juggling of both is a daily must. The absolute truth about the future lies in one word: different. To succeed in a different world, we have to manage a different corporation. Thus, everlasting change is the norm. Enabling change and being a game player in the area of continuous development is a good management practice. The sole purpose of a business. A business is part of a society. Businesses exist to mutually serve society and benefit from it. How can this be achieved? Through members of the society, the individuals, of course, or more specifically, the customers. Therefore, the sole purpose of a business should be to create a customer. When a customer is created for a certain commodity, a market is created, and that's how economies emerge, grow, and prosper. A customer can be created by many means, such as innovation, advertising, or direct sales effort. That proves that customer is king, and such a king indeed has vast powers influencing the businesses in the market. The two functions of a business. To create a customer and achieve the sole purpose of a business, two important functions should be at the heart of any business. These are marketing and innovation. Marketing and innovation produce results. All else are merely costs of doing business. If an organization does not market its products or services, it is not a business organization. Without marketing, there is no corporation in the first place. Similarly, without innovation, a corporation cannot expect to succeed or last for long in the market, as imitators die quickly in the tough markets of today. Profit as a business result. When a business is well managed in the areas of marketing, production, and innovation, it gains a profit. In that essence, profit is the goal, the prime one, which measures true performance of a business entity. It's the reason why businesses accept risk and enter endeavors which might prove fruitless in the end. Without a promise for profit, no risks would be taken. Profit is a good thing, as it aids continual progress and growth of a corporation, as well as creating more jobs and a better tomorrow for the society at large. Know your customer. Who is the customer? It's one of the most underestimated and wrongly answered questions by many corporations worldwide. Many think it's an easy question with a straightforward answer. Our customer is the one interested in buying what we sell. If that's simple, why are more and more businesses failing every day? Knowing the right customer who is a perfect fit for the corporation and what it sells is crucial for its success. Knowing your customer correctly would profoundly affect your management decisions and business results, both on the short term and the long term. Becoming a growth corporation. Growth corporations always seek to understand their shortcomings from the point of view of their customers. When they discover any unfulfilled wants, they dig deeper and deeper. After they ensure their understanding of the complete picture, they diligently work to overcome such problems. Once all requirements are met, they start the cycle over again and again. Human beings change their minds all the time. Thus, business entities are forever evolving, and good managers are active agents of that change on a daily basis. Understanding strategic planning. Strategic planning is an elaborate form of risk management through risk-taking decisions. These decisions are built upon the best knowledge available about the future. It's a way to deal with the futurity of present decisions. It provides guidance as well as criteria for measuring actual results against expected ones. It's a background for continuous feedback and improvement, and when correctly deployed, excellent achievements can be expected. Increasing work productivity. Increasing productivity requires four consecutive steps. First would be analyzing work to determine the operations required, along with their sequence and inputs. Second would be synthesizing the individual or human operations required. Third would be the setup of control methods, quality guidelines, and quantifiable targets. Finally, would be the step of providing the required tools to execute the job. The manager should focus on the output as the ultimate goal when improving work productivity, for it's the true and distinct measure. Controlling work processes. Work is a process that produces output, and as such, it requires a set of controls to ensure realization of its goals. Work process controls should include controls of direction, quality, quantity, standards of operation, and the best deployment of resources available. Good controls would ensure that the workflow is smooth, cost-effective, productive, and satisfactory to both the workers and the customers alike. Whenever it's possible to lessen and simplify the controls, no effort should be spared to do so, for humans are limited in their capacities, and increasing controls would always prove to be counterproductive and backfire indeed. Creating the responsible worker. A responsible worker is one who has the three following requirements: a productive work environment, one which has been thoroughly set up by good management practices, a system for feedback and guiding information, and lastly, a chance for continuous learning and improvement. It's completely unrealistic for many corporations to demand full responsibility from its workers in the absence of the requirements mentioned. Unless the corporation develops the responsible worker from within and provides him with the necessary conditions, no steady productivity can be expected. Strong managers excel at creating responsible workers through cultivating them with patience, much effort, and correct measures. Reviving the supervisory role. It's best to give the supervisor proper authority over his subordinates, a meaningful and productive role, managerial responsibilities, and an environment where he's esteemed by both sides, managers and workers alike. The supervisor role should be cultivated properly, to include knowledge sharing, training, and coaching, the setting up of standards, as well as providing guidance. He should be spared of loyalty wars, contradicting directions, and needless work pressures. The shift to leadership. To achieve more, managers need to excel at people skills when dealing with their workers. Workers should be seen as a contributing resource to the corporation, rather than being negatively viewed as a problem, enemy, or an annoyance. This positive paradigm is what differentiates a clever leader from a personnel manager. It's not enough to keep repeating the saying which goes along the lines of, "Our greatest asset is our people." A manager has to truly make that mind shift from within and start dealing with the workers as valuable as they are. Ethical management. Many preach about the increased need for businesses and business managers to act ethically. Yet many of the words preached have little to do with business and nothing to do with management. People are not exempt from ethical rules and principles, whether they are laypeople or managers. Everyone should be accountable at the same level. Honesty is paramount, as well as the do not harm principle. Practicing management in an honest way, where no one is harmed, is a main task of management, namely social responsibility, and this should be collective efforts across all corporations. The management of managers. Managers should be seen as partners to the corporation, and not mere helpers that can be replaced anytime. They should be enabled to make decisions and formulate strategy, because, understandably so, they would be the very ones executing them in reality. Good candidates for management positions should be carefully picked out and cultivated, while current managers should be continually developed and groomed for higher leadership positions. Mistakes should be allowed and used as learning tools, and self-directed styles should be encouraged. Good management can make wonders at the weakest of corporations, while bad management can destroy even the leaders of the market. The true manager. A true manager acts as a guide to his workers. He leads them towards the best ways to produce and contribute to their corporation and their society. The manager teaches and educates, trains and coaches, and provides the support needed to aid his workers to become the best achievers possible. Titles have no real effect on the abilities of the manager, although they do have a psychological aura for everyone involved. However, it's known that titles do not make a manager, but his capabilities do. True managers understand that they themselves need to take part in a never-ending journey of self and continual development, as management is becoming increasingly complex nowadays. Performing more and more. There are four practices that enhance performance to a higher level. First would be for the organization to focus on high-performance standards. Second is the emphasis on opportunities rather than problems. Third is setting the controls regarding the human assets to be truly reflective of their high regard in their corporations. Fourth would be to recognize that integrity is by far the most important asset of any manager, and to ensure that integrity is practiced at all times.